those who don't know, the Free State Project is a movement of voluntary human action where we are trying to concentrate libertarians in the state of the United States.
I think we've got done more in the last decade than every other libertarian movement combined has accomplished in the last 5 decades.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, libertarians, anarchists, movers, natives, and those on your way, thanks for tuning in to another episode of Free State Live, where you get to hear all about the ways you can live free and thrive in our free state of New Hampshire. And first and foremost, though, time to welcome everyone back. As always, I'm Justin O'Donnell, former candidate for U.S. Senate here in New Hampshire and author of Live Free and Thrive, 101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, and so should you. And joining me, everyone's favorite perennial candidate, author and activist extraordinaire, Queen Quill herself, Carla Garrick. How are you, Carla?
Hey, I'm great. How you doing?
You know, another day, another dollar, 75 cents after taxes, right?
Yeah, I'm pimping out my chest now, so a pork fest.
Get your tickets now.
Porkfest.com. We're getting a sellout.
Yeah, well, it's what does this be, the fourth sellout in a row?
Yeah, third, I think, just because 2020 obviously was a little smaller with, but it happened. The only friggin' libertarian event worldwide to go ahead as planned. That is how awesome we are here in the Free State.
Absolutely. And also joining us, you know, another regular, Manchester's favorite comedian up in the clouds, the tallest man you know, Tall Bill. How are you, Bill?
What's up? What's up, gangsters?
We have a gang sign now. I saw we did the ladies' night, and everyone was like, yeah, we did like a little porcupine. It was cute.
I think they're going to make fun of us for that one.
Yeah. Probably.
I think we're going to make fun of that one. It's all right. I think it's still good. We should still do it.
They make fun of us for everything. That's kind of what they do.
I'm going to make fun of us for that one.
Oh. Are you going to work that into your stand-up set somehow?
Signing off, guys. Bye.
Actually, it works better that way.
Yeah, and people are going to think it's kind of weird.
You approved it.
Yeah, lean into it.
Well, speaking of leaning into things, last week we actually had a brilliant conversation with the director of Freedom Fest, and we're talking about the evolution of that organization's mission and their event and how they're trying to more encapsulate the arts and more of messaging and reaching out to people in different manners, music, film, other forms of media, writing, and everything aside from just the traditional academic speakers you get at Liberty festivals and Freedom festivals. And tonight's guest, we have somebody, the executive director of the Art of Liberty Foundation, that does a whole lot of media work. And I mean, I think I got like 7 emails from him today with different articles written, trying to push down this media row. We have Etienne de la Beauté Squared. Etienne, how are you today?
I'm fantastic. It is great to be with you and your audience and all my friends in the FSP.
Yeah. So why don't you tell everybody a little bit more about the Art of Liberty Foundation and like what it is you do and you're doing with that organization to try and help push liberty here in New Hampshire and the rest of the world, because you're not contained in your mission like some of us.
Sure. So we're a startup public policy organization. We're voluntarist. And I think the thing that makes us different is that we don't believe in, not only do we not believe in the legitimacy, desirability, and necessity of having a government at all, but we think that that government is a technique used by what we call intergenerational organized crime to rob and control societies. So you can never, ever have a legitimate government. It's impossible to delegate rights that you don't have yourself to a representative to represent you doing something you don't have to, you know, do yourself. You don't have the ability to do yourself. If my girlfriend and myself can't vote to rob somebody because there's 2 of us and 1 of them, it doesn't matter if there's 3 or 10 or, you know, 230 million others. You can't be bound by a social contract that you didn't sign. So government is illegitimate. And I think that it's always been illegitimate. It's been just kind of a trick to, you know, to rob and control societies. And whether or not you believe in the legitimacy of government, I think that most people would, you know, or as far as I've found, most people will generally agree that even if they think there should be a government, the government that we have now has been, you know, is been hijacked and is being run by organized crime for the benefit of a few at the expense of the many. And so we've got a, you know, an organized crime problem in DC where trillions of dollars are being handed to private companies through the TARP, the TALF, the bailouts, the stimulus, billions and billions of dollars for weapon systems we don't need to fight wars based on lies and manufactured intelligence with enemies that have been invented so we can be robbed. And so so what we're trying to do is we're trying to expose that. In doing that, we publish books, and monographs, articles, and a flash drive of freedom that we call the Liberator that back.
Did we lose him?
Did we lose you at the end?
I believe so. Ooh, I guess NSA didn't like what he had to say.
Ah, he's back.
All right, you're back. What was so shocking that they had to censor you?
So you were on the Liberator.
Yeah.
So we back up all of the evidence of government's illegitimacy and criminality on a little credit card size flash drive that we call the Liberator. And this is everything that's disappearing off of the internet and being deplatformed or de-indexed by the search engines or deleted off of YouTube. We're trying to make sure it doesn't go anywhere by creating an archive that can fit in everybody's wallet.
That's pretty
now,
cool.
Is that similar to like the Download Wikipedia project? I mean, I know there's a lot of people who talk about how you should have an external hard drive that just has a local copy of Wikipedia on it because of all the information that's out there. But yours is more specifically the stuff they won't let you put on Wikipedia.
Correct. Well, ours is documentaries, short videos, document important books in PDF, truth music, dank Liberty memes. It's a little bit of everything. I'd say half of it is evidence of government illegitimacy and criminality. And then half of it is voluntarism. So how the free market could deliver everything that the government does except redistribution without the violence and the extortion and the malinvestment and all the problems that come with having an organized crime government.
Yeah, you know, Etienne, I think I met you the first time at a Liberty Forum, and you had your book. I think it was before it was published. It might have been the draft version. And I just remember being so taken by it because I'm a very visual person. Can you talk a little bit about that book and sort of how you went about it? If I remember correctly, it was sort of targeted to high school kids.
Well, it's targeted to everyone, but it's very visually rich because most people are visual learners and they come to insight much quicker if you show them an image or a visualization or a historical photo. And so the book is really designed to wake people up to the scam of government. And so, you know, starting off, it's kind of a picture book. It's image rich. And so, you know, right off the bat, you know, more than, you know, 50% of people will engage with the book, where if it was just a text only book, that might be 10 to 15% if they were interested in the subject matter. But the book is so visually compelling that once people pick it up, they're kind of like, what is going on here? And they, you know, they start flipping through the images and they kind of get hooked. And, you know, I'll be exhibiting somewhere and I literally almost every time somebody will, you know, begin reading the book at my table and they'll sit down, you know, right. Sometimes right next to the table. Sometimes they'll take a book and walk over and I'll just have somebody just, you know, start like reading the whole thing. It's that kind of, you know, that kind of interesting. And so the book is really designed, and this gets into, you know, kind of what our goal is with New Hampshire. The book is designed to be dropped off at somebody's house and then they pick it up and they're like, oh my God, what's going on here? And they just get, uh, they get, you know, sucked in, and all of a sudden they're now figuring out that government has been a scam and how the scam works and who's behind the scam. And then the flash drive backs up everything in the book with all of the evidence. And then, you know, if people want to dive deeper, you know, into, you know, anything from 9/11 to the COVID, you know, you can go into that particular folder and you can get the best evidence that we've been able to curate for the scam of 9/11, the scam of the COVID, whatever the, you know, the scam of the day is. And then really, it's like I said, it's a complete introduction into voluntarism, the free market, how the market can deliver everything the government does better, faster, cheaper, without the violence and the victimless crimes and the, you know, malinvestment of traditional government.
Now, I mean, you talk about voluntarism and like the illegitimacy of government entirely. I know me and you had a really interesting conversation earlier in the week about the use of the term anarchy and how a lot of us describe ourselves as anarchists and how you've taken a completely different approach. You don't use the word because of the negative connotations that, you know, your uneducated populace is assigned to it.
Yeah.
But I mean, is there value, you think, in maybe trying to combat those negative connotations? Or do you just find more success in converting people to realizing they are anarchists through the use of other terms like voluntarism and agorism and stuff like that?
So, you know, one of the things that I break down in the book is in Government, the Biggest Scam in History Exposed, is how the word anarchy has been twisted. It just means no rulers. It doesn't mean no rules. But because the rulers don't want you to know that there's an option on the menu called no rulers, they've used control of the dictionary, control of the media to change the word for no rulers to mean chaos and dystopia. And so what I found is if you use the term voluntarism, and by the way, voluntarism just means that all relations between people must be voluntary. Nobody gets the ring of power. Nobody gets rights that other people don't have. Everybody has the exact same rights. Well, that precludes you from having a government. And there's also, you know, there's also kind of an implied understanding of the free market, of the invisible hand, of how the world is a self-organizing system. It produces spontaneous order, and everything that government does would be done better, faster, cheaper by the market. Well, if you say voluntarism, number one, you don't have all of the baggage that is associated with the word anarchy. Number one. And then number two, people are like, oh, what's that? And it gives you kind of like a blank slate to explain to them the beautiful ideas of liberty without the baggage, you know, the unfortunate baggage that anarchy has picked up among, you know, people that, you know, aren't students of political philosophy.
Do you find that most people have or haven't heard of voluntarism?
Most people have not heard of voluntarism. I'm surprised this now in our group, in our circles, you know, I'd say the majority of people have, but like to the average person on the street, number one, they've not heard of voluntarism, and anarchy is people in black masks setting stuff on fire during the G8 or the G20. So,
or a great song in the UK.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So, I mean, have you seen success though? I mean, cause you and I take completely different opinions on that. And I respect your opinion, where you come from with it entirely. And I think the difference is we try and reach different audiences with our media. Whereas I'm much more focused inward to the people who are already libertarian to discuss the ethics and implications of it. And you're reaching out to people who are on the cusp of learning about it. And to me, it's important that we defend the righteousness of our labels, because language is incredibly important. And when people talk about anarchy as this violent a bad Batman movie is what they think of when they think of anarchy. I want to see a world where when people think of anarchy, they think of the Christian Kurds, they think of the Free Christiana, they think of Slab City and all these places around the world where people are living without government peacefully, harmoniously, and with peaceful relations with their neighboring governments.
Right. And I want to see that too, but I think it's just a harder road to hoe, using the word anarchy than using the word voluntarism. And so I don't think you're going to, get a lot of people, like it's going to be tougher to get people to self-identify as an anarchist than it is going to be to get people to associate to self-identify as a voluntarist. And I think you're already seeing that because there's a lot of people, like, it's not just me, you know, there's a lot of people that are, you know, kind of adopting it. So I look at it as a little bit like the rebrand, but I don't, you know, there's still people that use the word classical liberal, even though the word liberal was hijacked in the exact same way, because organized crime didn't want people to understand that there was an option on the menu called free or, you know, libertarian. And so, you know, they hijacked the word liberal. They turned it into mean left. They popularized it to mean leftist instead of free or libertarian. And there's still people to this day that call themselves classical liberals. And so, so I don't think that anarchy is going to die the same way. I don't think that classical liberal is going to die, but like, I myself think it's easier to get people on board with the term voluntarism than the word anarchy, even though they mean the exact same thing.
Well, at the end of the day, you're right. But I think Robert Daniel here in our chat actually makes a great point. We just need to stop using labels altogether, precisely because of the sustained attack on language and definitions by postmodernists. Labels are a trap. Yeah. And I agree with that entirely. At the end of the day, like, labels are a trap to like pigeonhole people into something that can be used against them. But where we are, we're fighting for our freedom and our liberty against government forces. And we just saw in the NBC documentary about the Free State, they had a short clip of an interview with Governor Chris Sununu, who was one of the better governors in the state, even though we do like to complain about him, to hold him to be accountable to a better than he is.
He's awful.
Yeah.
Personally, yeah. I can't stand the guy.
He needs to be better. One of the best in the country, and he needs to be better. But in that clip, he was talking about the diverse political climate here in New Hampshire. And he said, we run the gamut, everything from your democratic socialists and communists to your free stater anarchists, where even some of the more libertarian, and he identified himself as a small L libertarian.
I don't think you can have that.
Likes to label others as anarchists. So
anyone who wants to claim the label, we should be embracing. I mean, you know, let's not get in our own way here for crying out loud. I think how we win, at least in New Hampshire with the Free State Project, which is a little smaller in scope, I think, than what Etienne's trying to do. But, you know, if we just say Free Stater literally means an individual, like, go ask him. Like, I was laughing because Granite State Progress kind of thinks they have this I gotcha where they're like, know your candidates. And I'm like, if you know your candidates, we actually stand a pretty good chance. Like, if you're not just listening to the song and dance, if you actually talk 100%. To someone who's mindfully aware of what's happening and can explain to you, oh, your school costs double what the private school costs and the kids can't read or write. Are you cool with that? I'm not, right? So we can win. So if we just say Free Stater is an individual, I think we reduce the label to the literal philosophy, right? The answer is in the answer.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Well, at the end of the day, that requires education. That requires teaching people that there can be individuals, because right now we've got thousands of years of human beings being conditioned into a collectivist mindset and never knowing anything other than a government their entire lives for generations at a time, and never knowing anything other than the opposition. And that's why I think like work like what Etienne's doing and what the Free State Project is doing, trying to educate people into these other options, to know that there is another option in the first place, is so critically important to the move forward.
But it's not just educating, because what I'm trying to do is expose.
Right.
And what, you know, I think one of the things that makes us a little bit different is that we want to go on the offensive and we want to win the whole thing. And one of the reasons I'm so excited about the Free State Project and have been for quite some time, is that I think that we have the real ability to take over a state and free it from the scam of government by widely exposing the illegitimacy of it and the fact that the government is running game on people. And so that's really, I think, the difference in my work is that if you, you know, if you read my book, you understand that, hey, there's a playbook of how do you slave up a country. It's the exact same playbook the Nazis, the Soviets, the East Germans used. It's being run on the people of the United States. The techniques that they're using are unethically manipulative, okay, which is one of the reasons you know that government is illegitimate, is because they have to use these unethically manipulative techniques on children, force them to go to a, you know, government school where a government teacher reading out of a government textbook is going to teach them that government is legitimate, desirable, and necessary before they're old enough to really evaluate the logic and the morality of that claim. Government is creating media that reinforces this. There's a monopoly media system that is controlling the information that people receive. They're product placing the flag into movies and television shows. They're using techniques like anchoring. They're putting the flag on the backboards of NBA games, so you psychologically associate the goal with the flag. And like, you know, once people realize, oh, you know, they're making the presidents appear to be holy using trick photography, and so that they're always got halos around their heads.
Yeah.
Exactly. And so
that's
like
just good lighting. That's just good lighting. Once, I mean, so
for the
record, look good with
my
that.
Aura is entirely natural.
So once you realize that the government and the media are working together and that it's a trick. Well, that's a one-way revolution that's only going in one direction. And so, you know, I've had people that have taken down their flags. I've had people that were going to go into the military and they said, hey, wait a minute, I'm not going into that. Like, I get it. It's a scam, and have like not gone into the military. I've gotten people to move to New Hampshire from as far away as Paris, France. So the book is very, very successful in kind of like, you know, what it does in waking people up. And so what we'd like to do is we'd like to go kind of on the offensive in New Hampshire, in the sense that we're, you know, exposing the scam of government widely. And I think that that really is a potential strategy that should be, you know, kind of debated and evaluated. Is what happens if we dropped 100,000 copies of a book exposing the illegitimacy, the criminality of government in a way that, number one, couldn't be ignored, and in a way that would get people into that kind of 100th monkey effect. And for those that don't know what the 100th monkey is, it's a term in psychology that's come to mean where a group of people kind of come to the same idea all at the same time, because everybody's talking about it, everybody's trying to figure it out. And I think that that is one way that we could do it. We call that the Pre-State Project. And in essence, my foundation is trying to raise a couple million dollars to drop 100,000 copies of the book, the flash drive, a to-be-determined documentary, in a, you know, door to door, not in a, in a kind of very targeted way, targeting the influential, because you don't have to win everybody. You just have to win the entrepreneurs, the business executives, the professoriate, the intelligentsia, the bloggers, the journalists. Like there's a core group that you can target that would have a
NBC,
you
know, Boston,
NBC, those are the Those people that have the ability to influence others. Once you win them, they tend to pull the rest of society along with them. And so, so we want to drop 100,000 copies of the book, and we want to do it in a way that drives people to a dozen town hall meetings in a dozen cities around the state, so that we can have a kind of like Liberty Forum light, where there's an expo and we introduce the libertarian leaning to all the libertarian organizations in the state. We get them on a trusted encrypted messaging platform so we can continue to communicate with them. but we want to widely expose the illegitimacy of government in a way that we think will lead to this this 100th monkey effect where people are like, oh my God, it's been a scam. We don't owe them any money.
Always
owe them any money.
Bring the, you're going to bring the astronaut meme to real life. It always was the whole time.
Yeah.
I love that that you've got this big strategy and you're like, you're putting the work into it. I see a lot of people with a lot of ideas, you know, but they don't have like a thing to deliver. They just want to debate how to put it into place. I love that you're going for it, man. That's pretty cool. 100,000 books distributed throughout New Hampshire. That's awesome.
Yeah. And so we started, it's funny. We started on the, you know, so we also started on the low side in the, at the last Liberty Forum. And so in addition to selling dozens and dozens of books and dozens of liberators, we began giving them away to New Hampshire influential. We began to give them away to elected legislators in the state, police chiefs and libraries. And so now, you know, we've donated copies in Peterborough, Ware, Manchester, and others. We've got it into the intra-library loan program where you can get it at every single library in the state.
Excellent.
And we've started on our website an option where people can donate books where we will either send them to the libertarian leaning in the legislature and in the media, bloggers, etc., or in a, you know, we'll donate them to the misguided among our opponents. So Xander Hawkins from Granite State Progress has gotten a copy. And Brody DeShays has been sent a copy. And so we're trying to, you know, explain to, you know, the people that are opposing what we're doing, hey, you've got it wrong. We're trying to help you. We're trying to, you know, unlock your mind. Somebody's been running game on you. They ran some unethically manipulative techniques, but there may be, you know, a reason why you're so, enthralled with the idea of being an American, instead of just being a human being that lives on this planet that doesn't owe your income or allegiance to some, you know, organized crime system running unethically manipulative, behavioral psychology on you.
But Howard, yeah, who would build the roads?
You talked about trying to reach out to the people who are almost there, the people who are ardently opposed. What about the people who are drifting away? Like, how do we keep them? How do we, the people who at least understood it, who got it and have started to drift away through some influence or another? And I think of this because you brought up Brody DeShays, and he's somebody who's become like an ardent opponent of a lot of libertarian ideas in the state house and openly talks against the Free State Project in documentaries. Yet when I look back at my old campaign list from when I ran for office in 2018, he was one of my volunteers and somebody who'd signed up. He was somebody who had helped with the Gary Johnson campaign in 2016. Like, how do we get someone like that back?
Well, you know, so it'd be interesting. We could call him up and see what he thought of the book. But like, you know, one of the things that, you know, like I'm doing or that I'm doing differently is exposing the way the magician does the trick. Yeah. Because nobody likes to get tricked. And so once you realize that government not just is illegitimate and, you know, doesn't deliver the goods and doesn't, you know, operate as promised, but when you realize that it's a scam and they've been, and the government's been and the media have been running these unethically manipulative techniques on you, well, nobody likes to get chumped. I mean, absolutely nobody likes to get chumped. And so, like, you know, once you get it, and like it's hard to get back behind it when you know how the magician does the trick, you know. So that create, unlike, you know, left right politics, you know, voting, voting for this one this time and next time I'm gonna vote for the Democrat. Once you realize that government in itself is illegitimate and has been a scam and has been a trick to get you to go along with something that's not in your interest. Well, that's a one-way revolution that only goes in one direction. Nobody goes back to believing in government once they realize they've been tricked and they understand how the magician does the trick. And they're like, oh my God, it was.
So what do you say to the old saying? It's easier to con someone than it is to convince them that they've been conned.
I agree with that. I agree with that completely, but
you're fighting an uphill battle on some level.
So I agree with that completely. But the other thing is that, you know, a lot of people will, you know, throw in the towel when they realize that their position is 100%, you know, indefensible. And so you're never going to win everybody, have to win. That's the other thing. You know, I used to work at one of the big four think tanks in DC in my youth. And the number one thing that I learned is that you don't have to win everybody. Like, you only have to win this 10 to 15% of the population. That is the intelligentsia. That is the entrepreneurs, the business executives, the professoriate, the bloggers, the vloggers, the people that are in a position to influence others, and then they pull the rest of society. And so I think we could do that in a very surgical, targeted way, where, you know, when everybody on their block is talking about this book or this, you know, this campaign that's going on in the state, you know, we could get people talking about politics in a way that they have never, ever, ever talked about politics before. And I think that that's easy to do. And it's, you know, like I said, I think it's a couple of million bucks. And what I've been trying to, you know, explain to, you know, our followers in the Art of Liberty Foundation is, if you want to free the United States, free New Hampshire first. If you want to free Israel, free New Hampshire first. If you want to free China, free New Hampshire first. We have to prove the case that liberty works. And so I think that New Hampshire could be the whole planet's laboratory of liberty. I think New Hampshire could be the whole planet's proof of concept that freedom delivers the goods and produces a better, higher quality standard of living than anything else. And that's the opportunity I see with the Free State Project.
Well, I think amen. That is there. A good note to end on. Awesome.
I think what you just described there is what the socialists call the long march to the institution. It's one of the most effective socialist tools they've ever used to capture the world, like working through academia and bureaucracy.
Well, but see, the game has changed a little bit because of technology and the decentralization of the message. They do not control all channels into people's minds anymore. Yes. And that is part of the opportunity. And that is where graphics and visuals and memes and all of that starts to come in. And that is a huge opportunity for us.
Absolutely. Etienne, where can everybody follow up with you, learn more about what you're doing and support your work?
Government-scam.com. artofliberty.org or artofliberty.substack.com are the main places to find us. If you wanted to donate any copies to the Pre-State Project, you can do that at government-scam/store. Those are all my links.
Awesome. Well, everybody, give them a visit, check it out. It's great work. I got a copy of the book on the coffee table over at the Quill. It's been there for a couple of years now. It's a really interesting read. Great coffee table book just to leave around if you have guests coming too. Always a good conversation starter. And if you want to learn more about the Free State Project, head over to fsp.org. Always learn more about what we're doing, how you can get involved. And if you want to come visit New Hampshire before you make your move, you can get in touch with a great team over there that can help you plan your visit, plan your move, get connected with your local community as well. And while you're visiting, or if you're already here and just trying to get in touch with people, check out fsp.org/calendar. It's our most jam-packed calendar of events in the world. We joke every week, you can try and do them all. And you'll fail. I missed MVP for the first time in like 3 years this past weekend because I just overslept. I was so burned out. There's just too much to do, but it's always a great time to try. And if you want to support the mission of the Free State Project and everything that we do, you can go to fsp.org/give. And remember, it's a 501c3. charitable nonprofit, which means your donations are tax deductible and Uncle Sam doesn't get to spend them. And Kevin is not here, so we do have to give out a shout out for his pitch. Join the Discord. You can go chat with Kevin and the other guys over on discord.gg/FSP every day, all day. Ask your questions, get them answered, get connected with people who are doing the things here in New Hampshire. And Bill, Carla, anything else?
No, come visit
your Pork Fest.
Pork Fest.
Yes. Pork Fest. Get your Pork Fest tickets. Porkfest.com. Carla will pitch it all day, every day.
All day.
It's going to be another great year. I'm looking forward to it. Well, Etienne, thank you so much for coming on tonight. We really do appreciate it. Anything you want to leave people with?
No, I want to thank everybody here for doing all that you guys do. This is how we win. Everybody doing their own like little thing. So it's good to be rowing the boat with you guys.
Awesome. Hey, well, until next time, everybody, stay free.
Peace out.
Yeah, I don't believe in destiny. I just do what's best for me. Don't listen to my enemies. They're just full of jealousy. Yeah, this legacy. You gon' see what's left of me. You gon' see success in me. You ain't seen the rest.
I just wanna be the best at what I know. Better than the rest, just watch me grow. Put me to the test and watch me go. This is my quest, I'ma make it known. They call me obsessive, oh I know. Call me selective with my notes. Call me aggressive with my flow. Call me offensive even though. Joey ain't gonna lie.